When people get older, where to age becomes an issue. Many factors can come into play for those fortunate enough to have a choice, like proximity to relatives or the climate. But here's something different. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg found a retirement community in suburban Los Angeles where the movie and TV industry has been taking care of its own for decades.
You don't expect a bunch of 80-pluses to be running like crazy, but at the Motion Picture and Television Fund gym, they are, sitting down in exercise class.
Okay, squeeze your tush and squeeze. Tushies, tushies, tushies. Squeeze your buns.
Fit or not, a golf cart's helpful to cover the campus. 48 acres with gardens, fountains, sculptures, various buildings, cottages and apartments for the independent residents, plus assisted living, skilled nursing, and dementia care. The cart gets us over to Connie Sawyer, who's lived here since 2004.
Hello. Susan, I'm a little deaf.
Okay, so if I raise my voice, how's this?
That's great.
All right.
How old are you?
103.
Connie got into show business when she was 8. She's had quite a career.
I worked in vaudeville and nightclubs. I played every saloon in the business.
San Francisco, New York, a Broadway show called Hole in the Head.
Sinatra's manager saw it, and she said, "You gotta buy that property. It'll make a wonderful movie." He said, "Buy it. Bring the author."
The author said she wouldn't go without Connie. Connie had created her character, a tipsy gal, funny, got lots of laughs. She had to go, too. The manager went to the phone.
And she called Sinatra, said, "Bring the drunk."
And she is still working. Did a Super Bowl ad for Dodge last year. Here's the secret of her longevity.
Move. Don't sit on the couch. All my life, I've played golf, I swam, and even here I go to the exercise class.
And take special swim classes for her arthritis.
You get my age, you gotta have arthritis.
Jodie Foster paid for this pool. Water therapy helped her mother. The actress wanted to help others. 20 splashing and joking seniors are lapping it up, as it were.
Welcome to the Great Quill Society. Here we are.
It's a weekly writing workshop.
It's our 115th meeting.
Thank goodness.
Somebody's Labrador snoozes while screenwriter Peter Dunn, a volunteer, runs the show.
Joel, are you still writing poetry?
Yes, once in a while. I gird my loins.
14 residents sit around the long table with manuscripts they're working on, memoirs, poems, even promos they may record at the home's 24/7 closed-circuit TV station.
Action!
If you've worked on a picture, give us a call here at Channel 22. You'll enjoy it.
Bert Bluestein and other residents make short films and record talks with affectionate help from media director Jennifer Clymer.
Smile.
Thank you.
And cut. Great.
There's plenty of history on this Motion Picture and TV Fund campus, MPTF for short. 200-plus residents whose careers have been in entertainment, on screen, behind cameras, in production rooms, in secretarial pools. Industry people in an extremely fickle industry. MPTF President Bob Beecher says most were freelancers.
They might be working on a TV series that starts off in... It's supposed to be 13 episodes, 6 weeks into it, it gets canceled, they're out of work. They work on a feature films end, and then they're out of work. So it really is an industry where you never know what lies in your future.
The founders of MPTF, some of movies' greatest early stars, decided to create some stability. In 1921, they formed a fund where workers gave back to those without work.
And that was the vision of Mary Pickford, Douglas Fairbanks, Charlie Chaplin, D.W. Griffith. And they say that if you worked on a Mary Pickford picture, she had a little galvanized bucket on the set with a little flag on it. And if you were lucky enough to be working that day, she expected you to drop something in the bucket to reflect your gratitude for getting paid for the work.
So many years later, the industry still pitches in. Fund chairman Jeffrey Katzenberg, he's head of DreamWorks Animation, has raised about $500 million. The money supports thousands of industry people in need, including residents here who can't afford the $3,000 to $8,000 monthly fee. It also pays for health centers around L.A. that care for industry people. Fund CEO Ken Shearer says many facilities on campus are named for the film giants who endowed them. Kirk Douglas, for instance.
He would tour the Alzheimer's unit that he helped build, and then he would come and have dinner. And inevitably, a resident would walk up and say to Kirk Douglas, "You were in my last picture." Now, that person could have been a grip, but in his head, Kirk Douglas worked on his picture.
It takes a village to make a movie. It takes movie and TV people to make this village for its retired, sometimes ailing residents. Silver screen legends Norma Shearer and Mary Astor lived here. Hattie McDaniel died here. Comedian Bud Abbott came in for physical therapy. More recently, a meeting here was almost movie-like.
So are you in one of these first places?
No, we're right up here early at the top of the house.
TV writer Tony Lawrence, age 87, came here 11 years ago with his wife Nancy, who had Alzheimer's. They'd been married 50 years when she died.
And that's why it was so astonishing and such a miracle to find. I couldn't believe that I had gotten this lucky to have somebody like Maddie in my life.
Madeline Smith, 75, an administrative assistant at NBC, moved here in 2014. A year later, she and Tony got married in the Rose Garden. On the couch in their small cottage, the newlyweds sit so close together you couldn't fit a piece of paper between them. This is what, in show business, you call a happy ending, especially since neither wanted to move here.
No, I didn't want to come. I thought, oh, no, this is a bunch of old people. I don't want to live here.
Everybody, of course, everybody says that before they come here.
Yeah.
I don't want to live with a lot of old people.
And then what happens? You get here, what happens?
You find out you're one of the old people.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
And if you're lucky in your old age, you get to live at the Motion Picture and Television Fund home in Woodland Hills, California. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.